This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Hello, folks. This is Bing Crosby again tonight, as every night, Monday through Friday. Glad you tuned in. We hope that what we've prepared for you will amuse and entertain you in a mild way. We don't aim for anything stupendous or catastrophic, just mild little items we're going to throw around, songs and patter. Do hope that you like them.
One of the greatest of the old tunes, a song that always gets kicking around whenever the boys are digging out some of the oldies. This one's called Pretty Baby.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll cuddle all the time. All I want to love and baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby of baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, pretty baby, pretty baby of mine.
Ah, very good, Bing. A nice thought for Valentine's Day, too.
Well, yes, I thought it was a little more than just ordinarily apropos. Valentine's will soon be here, you know.
By the way, Bing, tell me, just who is your baby?
That's a matter of conjecture, Ken. I guess it just depends on what paper you read or who's calling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that answers my question.
Hope I've made myself clear.
Oh, very, very clear, Bing. You know, in addition to celebrating St. Valentine's next Monday, do you realize that this is also National Pimento Week?
On the square?
On the square.
Well, then that explains it.
Explains what?
Why, someone sent me a heart-shaped can of pimentos today.
Oh, well, clever.
Great.
Who sent you the pimentos, Bing?
My baby.
Oh, her. Well, darn sweet of her, whoever she may be.
Wasn't that nice? I sent her a lovely heart-shaped box of chocolate.
Yeah, that's nice. Did she enjoy them?
I don't know. When she telephoned to thank me for the chocolate, she apparently had a mouthful of them. She was a little inarticulate.
See, sounds like a dream.
Oh, love and all this, babe. But to get back to Pimento Weekend, I'd like to say one thing for pimentos.
They certainly fill up a lot of holes in all this now, don't they?
They certainly do, and that's very well said, Bing. And also, they sure take the place of a lot of chicken and chicken a la king.
But they make bright and tasty morsels now, you got to admit.
Yeah, but when I order chicken a la king, I want chicken.
Well, don't yell at me. I'm not in the chicken a la king business.
A likely story.
Oh, no kidding. Just so happens I never went into that
business. Yeah, I'll bet.
On the level. Anyway, Ken, to get back to the Valentine mood, I would like to serenade one and all with the beautiful pair of love songs. Here is No Other Love Have I, and My Love, My Love.
I shall live.
here's a ballad that I rather like. Something in the same general flavor as Galway Bay, which enjoyed a considerable success. This is called Tobermory Bay.
I'm yearning for my bonnie Scottish island. The mountains there are heather sweet today. It may be just because I long for my land. I dream of home and Tobermory Bay. The fishing boats, the nip of autumn weather, the spindrift, the excitement of the fray. The toil of hauling in their nets together, then homing back to Tobermory Bay. Down here I feel I'm not belonging rightly. The cities are attractive in their way. But all the same, my mind is anchored tightly to sunrise over Tobermory Bay. The kindly folk too honest to deceive me. I guarantee their goodness any day. Their loyal hearts are truer gold, believe me, than all the golden sunshine on the bay. The birds need only lift their wings and wander. I wish I were as fortunate as they. If I had wings to spread, I'd fly 'em yonder and settle down in Tobermory Bay. My dream of home grows stronger still and stronger. So strong it is, I dare not disobey. It's home for me, I can indeed no longer resist the call of Tobermory Bay.
That's the end of this 15. Should we get together tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place? Good night, then, and thank you very much.
This is Ken Carpenter saying good night to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, transcribed from Hollywood.
Our man Godfrey is quite a guy. Better Nickel, you don't have to tell you that. Bet you're already one of his daytime fans, taking in that 90-minute marathon of mirth every weekday over most of these same ever-loving stations. And if you're a grade A number one Godfrey fan, you're listening Monday nights, too, for Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts and the Friday night Arthur Godfrey's Digest show. CBS Radio serves up to toast the start of a weekend. You listen whenever you've got time and you feel like having some easygoing entertainment pitched your way by Arthur and all the little Godfreys and by the Talent Scouts. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.